It's good to feel the good presence of the Lord, isn't it? Little old Trey, when Mama got happy, bless his heart, he was worried about her. I tell you, when you get in that place where nothing else matters but the Lord, there ain't nothing to worry about at all. The Bible teaches us that there's seasons that we go through, and sometimes the seasons are heavy, and sometimes the seasons are dark. Sometimes they're full of manifold tribulation and even manifold temptation. But just as sure as the Lord lives, He is in control of our tomorrow. He knows what lies ahead. And I know, especially with what we faced over the last couple of years, there's a lot of worry about what lies ahead. You hear it said, and I've said it myself, this world just can't continue on the course that it's on. That surely the time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. And I know as I get older, I get nostalgic. And, you know, I look back at a lot of things. But I've said this, and I believe men have said this for years, and women, that I've never seen a time like this. You said that recently, most of you. I've never seen a time like this. We talk about the COVID and all that we've been through as a nation, as a people, as a church. So I've never seen a time like this. But in the midst of it all, hadn't God proved His faithfulness? In the midst of it all, Kenny, what we still get to feel, that same feeling that we got to feel as young men when the Lord saved our soul, if the end of it was salvation, and accepting the Lord, when I got saved, if God put me on a shelf never to enjoy it, never to have more experiences, it wouldn't mean what it means now. But with every trial and every tribulation, with every failure and every dark day, Jason, my salvation means more to me than it ever has. And just as sure as we go through times of difficulty, there is a time and a day coming when times shall be no more. And all these heartaches and sorrows that we feel down here will be vanquished forever in the presence of His loving grace and mercy. And we shall see Him as He is. There'll not be one of us in that day that aren't able to say it was worth every trial, it was worth every tribulation just to be with Him forever. If we could call back a saint from heaven and have them testify of what it's like over there, there's not a one of us that would not strive to make it in by way of the sheep gate. I'm glad that's the way I'm going in, because I've accepted the Lamb of God. One day when we go through the gate and we leave the cares of this life, it'll be worth it after all. But what about now? And I tell you, as your little under shepherd and as your little pastor, it's kind of a little bit of a different feeling. You know, some of y'all are older than I am, but you still, I don't know, there's that kinship, and you still, in some ways, you feel like my daddy's and my mama's, and in some ways, you feel like my children. I don't know if that makes sense, but I want you to know this, to see you hurt and to see you suffer, I want you to know it breaks my heart. And I want you to know, it's not my heart only, but God takes note of your sorrow and God takes note of where you're at. And you're not in this thing by yourself. And thank God we're a part of each other. We're a part of the church. And there's nothing I'll face in this next year but what I won't have the Lord and have my friends and my family in the church to face it with. What a comfort to have that. You want to know why the world does what it does? They have no hope. They have no feeling of togetherness. They don't belong to somebody. They don't belong to a group. I'm going to tell you, I belong to a family that encourages me. And every Sunday morning when I come to the house of God, I get another shot of encouragement to go out and face a cold and negative world. Somebody said, well, I can go to the deer stand. And I don't mean to, you know, I'm not saying that about anybody that hunts. Somebody said, I can go to the golf course. How about that? Or somebody said, I can go here, there, and I can see the presence of God and feel God. And yes, absolutely, you can sense the presence of God and you can enjoy His beauty anywhere. But having said that, there's no place like the house of God. That's where we bring all of our troubles and our sorrows and all of our successes and all of the good things in life, and we share them together. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me. There are a couple of places that I need to read from, and if you'll bear with me, I'm going to do that this morning. But the first place I want to read from is found in Ecclesiastes in the 3rd chapter. This is a chapter, the first part of it, that is dedicated to the word or the thought or the concept of time. And listen, brothers and sisters, that's something that is so fleeting. Maybe it's because I'm 51. Am I 51 or am I 52? Now I'm 51. I don't even know how old I am. That's old when you can't remember how old you are. But as I get older, I begin to realize when you're in your 20s, you regret the things that you've done. Anybody there with me? When you're in your 50s, you start regretting the things that you have not done. Things change. And I'm going to tell you right now, as a 51-year-old man, I don't ever regret a day I've spent in the house of God. I don't regret a single moment I've spent with my family and the people that I love. But I tell you what I do regret. I do regret when work gets in the way. And I do regret when my mind is not where it should be when I come to the house of God. I do regret wandering in the wilderness and going through the motions. And let me say this. If you're living life and you're just going through the motions, God wants more for you than that. God wants you to experience His grace and His mercy, and it be fresh every single day. And so often we waste time. The Bible teaches us in the book of Ecclesiastes in another place. I believe it's a 12th chapter. Listen, young folks, hear me this morning. It said, forsake not thy Creator in the days of your youth. Don't waste your time. Realize this. God has birthed you into His family and created you for a purpose. One of the greatest regrets of my life is the time that I wasted as a teenager. The people that I may could have reached, and I don't have the opportunity to go back and to do that again, because that time is past. That season is past. But I'll promise you this. Look at me, baby. Look at me. Listen. Oh, God, listen. Don't waste your time on the things of the world. Serve the Lord in the days of your youth. And when you get old like me, you won't regret it. And your life will be better for it. Does anybody know that? That's something to amen about. Hey, let me tell you what. Sow your efforts and your time into the things of God. And God will richly reward you and bless you. And listen, God, I'll give you exactly what you stand in need of. Do you realize how many young people are wasting the day? They are trying to find who they are. They're trying, let me ask you this. Has everybody got it figured out what God wants them to do in this life? Well, good. I'm in the right place. At least I know we're honest. Young folks, look at me now. Hey, stay with me. God's got something for you this morning. Listen. Don't worry about 10 years from now, because this world may not see 10 years. Don't worry about a year from now. But listen, God has given you today, and make the most out of every day and live every day like it's going to be your last. And if you'll live that way, you'll be able to say, I've had a good life and I'm blessed of God. We never know when the end is going to come. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Just walk with the one that holds tomorrow. You hear me, listen. Whenever I was your age, I was always trying to figure out what God wanted me to do. And you know what I found out? God has got a way, and it's stress-free if we'll allow it to be, to just kind of move us in life right where we need to be. Do you think I ever saw myself as a preacher? Absolutely not. Do you ever think I saw myself as a pastor? Absolutely not. Do you think I ever saw, you know what I was going to do? I was going to coach football and be a math teacher. But the hand of God got in my life, and I'm where I'm at because of the good hand of God. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Make the most of today and trust the Lord that He'll guide your tomorrow. We're living in a day and a time where education is key. They say, I'm going to tell you something. There are things that we learn in life that education cannot teach you. There are some things you'll only learn by experience. And having said that, I've learned more from my failures than I have from my successes, because I'm serving the one who can take my failure and use it for His glory. There's a time and a season. There's a time to every purpose under heaven. Hey, you'll turn around and you'll blink and you'll be out of school. You'll turn around and you'll blink and you'll be walking her down the aisle one day, son. Nathan said, please, Lord, let that day come. I love you, Maddie and Gracie, and wherever Ella is. I used to be so stressed. I did not realize the greatest time in your life as a parent is about where they're at right now, son, and the time coming along, and y'all are going to have a chance to experience that. And oh, I'd come home and there'd be toys all over the floor. Tina'd be in there cooking. I'd be so stressed out. I'd walk in, you know, I'm one of those obsessive compulsive. Yeah, I'm one of those. Pray for Keenan. Pray for me too. Walk in the house and worried about it. Everything being out of place. I wish I could go back and do it again, because that stuff didn't matter. It did not matter. I said, oh, if I work, we'll have more. And there are things that I miss. I wish I could go back, but time's gone. I can't redo it. Now my dad's getting older in age. We work together, and you know this. And it's just hit me about 6 months ago that every day we have there on that little old farm together is a blessing of the Lord. Because as time goes, one day I may have to say goodbye to Dad. Y'all had to say goodbye to Dad and to Mom. But I bet you don't regret not a single time you spent together. Not a single time that you told her you loved her, or that you heard her say that she loved you. Time, Curtis, Jenny, time goes by so fast, and that younger, you're holding your lab, son. You're going to turn around and he's going to be driving a car. And it goes by so fast. And we're so worried about stuff that we don't enjoy the moment. My New Year's resolution, anybody got any New Year's resolution? I'll tell you what one of them is. I don't care what I eat, I'm going to be happy. Those of you that feel differently, you can take that up with the Lord. If I've blessed it and received it with thanks, I believe it's good enough. Sat down at a restaurant table. Now listen to me. I sat down at a restaurant table. I'm going to what my resolution is. I hadn't lost it that much yet. And I eat so fast, I don't even taste the food. And I'm done, and everybody else is just really getting started. And I tell myself, that's because you're a go-getter. That's because that's the way you've done and working, and you're just, you know, you're driven and all that stuff. Pretty, why? My New Year's resolution is to slow down and smell the roses. Hey, I'm going to tell you, you know, we would go out west and we like it out there. I would take nothing for sitting out there and watching the sunset over those mountains, and everything just slows down because time is moving so fast. Things are flying by and I'm getting older. Chuck, I can't slow it down. Every now and again, I can get still and just enjoy the moment. Enjoy every second because it goes by so fast. There is a time to every purpose. Just as sure as we're living in this season of our lives, this season will be over and another one will start again. Let me ask you this. Hey, does anybody love the springtime? Let me ask, is anybody in here whose springtime is your favorite time of the year? Boy, y'all don't like spring very much, do you? All right, let me ask this. So who likes summer? Man, I got a bunch of beach bums in here and I didn't even know it. All right, who likes the fall? Oh, yeah, that's my time too. Who's a big winter fan? Well, we got some strange folks in here. What if it was the same all the time? It was repetitive. Does anybody enjoy the beauty of seeing the flowers come out in the spring? Does anybody enjoy the beauty of seeing the leaves change in the fall? And after you worked out in the hot sun all summer to feel the first cool breeze of fall? Does anybody love to see the snow fall from the heavens and see the beauty there? I know my daughter, she's like me. I love to see it snow. Hey, listen, God has seasons for our pleasure, so that everything is not the same and we can find beauty in it all. Oh God, I didn't see this coming. And even in the trials of life, even in the storms of life, even in the hard times, there's some beautiful things that God does, and if we're not careful, we'll close our eyes to them. Oh, I'll try to be quick here. I know when the babies start crying, that's a God thing. Hey, y'all might not believe this. That's a God thing. That's God saying, son, you about done. And ain't a thing in the world wrong. Well, ain't it amazing how when God is moving and speaking, everybody's attentive. And then whenever it comes time, and that lets us know we're coming to a close. Listen, there's a time to be born. Somebody said amen. There's a time to be born and a time to die. Everybody knows the analogy of the gravestone. You got the date on it that somebody was born. You got the date on it that somebody died. But what matters is that dash and what you fill that dash with. What have you done with your life? What happened from the day that you were born? And thank God there are a lot of us have got another day, and it's a day when we were born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And thank God to that day, there is no death day, for we shall never die. That is to say, spiritually, there's a time to kill. I'm sorry, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. You know what? Hey, this is what I love about the church. And I said this as Kurt and Jenny were walking up. I love the way God takes people and plants them in the house of God. I rejoice in the fact that God considers this place good ground, and He moves people to be a part of us and us to be a part of them and to experience life together. We are planted together in His likeness. But just as sure as there's a time to plant, there are times the church goes through, there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. Every church has experienced that. That is a hard time. When God begins to weed, and when God, I don't want to use the word weed, when God begins to separate and God begins to do a work in the church and God begins to purify and cut away and all those things. You know what the wonderful thing about being a pastor is? That's up to God. That's not for me to ever do behind the pulpit. That's between the Lord and the individual. Thank God. Listen, my job is to preach the good news of the gospel. There's a time to kill and there's a time to heal. Ladies, y'all look here for just a second. I want to see some of your faces. Just as sure as there's hurt in this world, and men too, there's a time to heal. Oh God, feel that in my soul. I'm going to say that again. There's a time to heal. Anybody ever had a broken heart? Anybody ever went through something or is going through something and it rends your heart? Anybody ever been there? Some of you going through that right now. But I want you to know, just as sure as it hurts right now, there is a time to heal. What if God left our hearts broken and wounded and wide open, susceptible to the things and the elements of the world? We would surely die of hopelessness. We would die of pain and of sorrow. But just as sure as there's a time of hurt and a time of pain, there's a time to heal. These things that we go through last but for a season. Now, I'm going to stop right here. God help me. I want to take the time, but I don't want to tear you. Listen, what you're going through right now will change. It only lasts for a season. The greatest tool the enemy has is during that season to get you to doubt God's providence and God's protection. He'll say to you, where is God in this moment of your pain and your sorrow? And I'll tell you where you'll find God. In the stillness of prayer, you will find Him. You know why? Because He said, I'd never leave you or forsake you. There's no place to die of a broken heart, because there is a time to heal. There's a time to break down and there's a time to build up. Listen, church, y'all have been through a time to break down. Y'all have seen what that's like. I have experienced what that's like. Brady, I'm going to tell you something, son. There'll be a time that God breaks you down. There'll be a time, son, because you called to serve Him. There'll be a time that has anybody ever had the Lord break them down? I mean, really get down to the heart of the matter and break you down and realize how little you are. But in the very moment you realize how little you are, you're able to see how big He is. There's a time to break down. And oh, thank God there's a time to build up. If all we do is spend our time breaking down, there's more to the message of the kingdom than how horrible the world is. There's more to it than how negative everything is around us. And sure, preach against sin, but give people a way out. It's not how hell-bent the world is. It's we found something better. It's a message that builds, not a message that divides or destroys. It builds us and it brings us and it connects us together. I'm closing. Well, we're experiencing this, there's a time to weep. There's a time to be broken. There's a time to weep. I'll tell you this. Listen, church, be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Be sensitive to the plight of others. You hear me now, listen. Be sensitive to what other people are going through. Because when they cry, we want to cry. When they laugh, we want to laugh. But there's nothing more out of place than when somebody's broken and somebody else is laughing. Something is not jiving. So when you come and you're mournful and you're broken, then we're all broken. You know why? Because we all feel the same thing. That's the kind of connectivity that God wants us to have with one another. I'm closing, I promise. God help me close here. There's a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance. Just as sure as we've struggled together and as sure as we've bore one another's burdens, there's a time to dance. And I'm thinking about that when I'm going, Lord, I don't know if I want to see that with some of these rascals in here. There's a time to cast away stones and a time to gather. There's a time to gather. That'd be a good place to stop. The mission for Silver City Church this year is not to cast away stones. It's to gather them. It's to reach out and to gather and to draw in. My prayer for us as a church, we've got this time. I don't know what next year will be. I don't know when the Lord's coming in glory. But we've got right now. And let's make the most of what we've got. In one place it said, that's Ephesians, the 5th chapter, I believe the 10th verse, redeeming the time because the day is evil. Make most of the time you have, because just as sure as you have it, it's going to run out one day after a while. Stand to your feet this morning. In one place, the Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, it's high time. You know what he's saying there in just old country boy English? It's about time. You ever said that? Come get us a song. It's about time. Maybe somebody in here, God is saying to you, it's about time for you to submit yourself and submit your life unto me. It's about time you get your priorities in line and in order. It's about time you allow God to heal your broken heart. Maybe it's about time for you this morning to accept the Lord Jesus Christ on the terms of the gospel and be saved. But know this, all you're promised is today and right now. I'm closing. I know I've said that multiple times. Don't you know the prodigal son down in the pig pen would have feigned to eat the husk that the swine did eat? You know what he said? It's about time for me to get up and go back where I come from. There's bread in my father's house. It's about time. What do you need to do with it this morning? That's between you and the Lord. What you got, Steve?